I guess not.
As you're trying to get ready for your first start?
I don't know if swimming's the word I would use. It's more just, you know, embracing the process, embracing the grind. One of the great things that Coach Musgrave, Coach Johnson do, and even Kevin, you know, is when they lay it out, it's all clean cut. You know, they're not throwing everything at you, saying, yeah, you piece it together. They've got a very distinct plan as far as today we're working this, today we're working this, and we're going to get ready for this tomorrow. But I want the main focus to be on three-step game or drop-back game, play action, whatever it may be. And every day, constant underlying thing is protections. And, you know, I'm blessed, fortunate that early on in my career, up until earlier this season, protections has always been a big point of emphasis in any offense I've played in. And, I mean, it's no different here. It's just a couple of them are called a little differently. So I've, you know, as we've worked and progressed, I've gotten more and more comfortable each day. And, you know, didn't know if the progress, the day-to-day progression was going to continue at the rate that it did initially. But, you know, every day, and it's different people stepping up. You know, it's the guys in the line, Sully, you know, the wide receivers, talking with Greg, talking with Jerome. You know, those guys have a lot of input and insight, and, you know, talking to Adrian about different run things. And, you know, talking just with my teammates, getting a feel for how they like to do things around here, how different scenarios, guys' strengths, weaknesses, because to be honest, going over 1 week of practice with guys, it's hard to really develop the kind of chemistry you'd like to have midway through a season. But to compensate for that, guys have kind of taken it on themselves to, you know, really spend time with me. You know, Kyle Rudolph, a guy that's, you know, unbelievable tight end. Talking with him about his route likes and dislikes and finding ways to get him the ball. You know, and then last but not least is the quarterback room. You know, Matt and Christian, you know, those guys are constantly, you know, giving me advice, telling me about little nuances within the offense that, you know, could pay dividends in a long stretch. But, you know, it's just really all-in-all team effort. And then just, you know, studying. You know, that's studying, watching tape, and finding time to get the appropriate amount of film study on the Giants.
How is it in that room? Because I assume, you know, there's some level of disappointment with Christian and Matt. I mean, how has it been, just a dynamic in there?
You know, there's always going to be, you know, personally some level you can say what you want, but there's not a quarterback in this league that doesn't believe, I mean, he should be the starter at some capacity. I mean, I was on the other end of this just a few weeks ago. So one of the awesome things about these guys, and you always wonder, like, how the guys in the room are going to be, and I've been very fortunate throughout my career to have some quality rooms, and, you know, this one's no different. Both of those guys, you know, decisions made, we're working, and, I mean, it's just the level of preparation, you know, the attitude, you know, everything continues to stay at a high level. And, you know, like I said, I'm blessed, fortunate, and that speaks volumes on those two guys and their character.
Josh, how have you been able to say to Vikings fans who have very high expectations, they think you're going to be the guy that's going to come in and save the season?
You know, we're looking at this game. You know, we're looking at one game at a time. I think that you obviously are going to have goals down the long stretch of the season, but, you know, in the present, that's the only place you can be. If you think if you want to have a chance in this league, you have to focus on the next opponent. You can't be looking down the road, can't look at anywhere further than this game. And what I'm doing right now is I'm not trying to learn every single play that has ever been installed in the offense. I'm trying to focus on this week's game plan, maximize the potential for this week, and then come back next week and do it all over again with next week's game plan. But the main focus throughout the entire team is finding a way to go out on Monday night and get a win.
Josh, how would you describe your personality?
I don't know. I'm me. Yeah, I don't know. It's I'd say that, you know, I like to maintain kind of a cool, calm, collect on the field, and I mean that's kind of reflective of my off the field, just relaxed. But at the same time, you know, you play the game to win. There's also that serious side of trying to figure out, you know, you got to take things seriously when, you know, when your livelihood's on the line, when your passion's on the line, when things you really care about and people you really care about pushing forward. But no, I generally describe myself as pretty calm, pretty relaxed. You know, and that kind of translates into my on-field play. You know, it's being able to say there's a negative play or positive play, being able to remove yourself from that previous play and get back in your zone and focus on the next play.
Josh, the timing start sooner than you expected or hoped for, or about the time you were thinking? Like when you signed on with the team, did you kind of have a goal in mind of when you might get on the field and make your debut?
No, I didn't really set a goal because I didn't really know what I was walking into. I didn't really know really anything about this situation, and didn't know anything about the exact offense I'd be running. Now, what I did know is, talking to Rick Spielman, is that there wouldn't be an immediate pressure to, oh, you got to get in and you got to save the season. That's not how I feel at all. You know, I've talking with Coach Frazier, there would be, I mean, open lines of communication, letting him know where I feel I am in the offense, understanding concepts, verbalizing the plays, and I mean, we talked a lot about that. And I mean, I'm telling you, between him and me, I mean, there's going to be no way I'd be going out on that field if I didn't feel I was ready, and if he didn't feel I was ready. And you know, obviously he spends a lot of time talking with the other offensive coaches, and but no, it's didn't really set any parameters. Didn't say, oh well, I got to be doing this by, you know, I just came in and said I'm going to work as hard as I can, focus on me every day, and you know, try to learn this team, learn this offense, and you know, with conversations with the coach, when I feel like you know, I can give us a chance to win, you know, from my knowledge of the offense and just being a football player, you know, that's what I think we came to consensus. Yeah.
How exciting Monday Night Football, you know, get a chance to
get out there. It's going to be a blast. You know, it's going to be a blast. But like I said, the main focus has got to be on finding a way to win, you know, and that and that starts today, you know, going over the stuff we're going over today. And what, you know, like I said, on such a short preparation with this offense, you just got to focus on the concepts now, the stuff going in the game plan now, and, you know, yeah, trying to take advantage of every minute.
In terms of timing with your receivers, how fast guys are, how they come out of breaks, does that come pretty quickly, or is that a gradual process?
Yeah, I mean, it's with different receiving cores, it's different. It really is. The great thing about this receiving core is you have a lot of talented guys, you know, and anytime there's maybe a little off on some timing, it's made up for by just the talent level in that receivers room. You know, those guys come out and, you know, it was kind of a shocker, and Greg's like, yeah, they got me too. Walkthrough guys are flying around, and I'm used to, all right, go through the progression, check it down. You got guys 50 yards downfield, they're like, okay, I got to get ready for this. But it's coming along, and everything's going to be perfect this soon. Are they ever going to be perfect? Nah, they're not, but just finding ways to the routes that maybe you're a little off on in practice, maybe you didn't quite understand how or why he's coming out of the break that way, talking those instances out and coming out and throwing on the practice field after practice. You know, I stayed after with Jerome and worked a couple routes yesterday. You know, we got a bunch of like willing young guys, and I mean, Joe Webb's been tremendous, you know, because he's seen it from the quarterback standpoint, seen it from the receiver standpoint, and I've spent a lot of time talking with him, and just talking about offensive principles, and he's got great insight on guys' strengths, weaknesses. All right, if you got this and it's all looks are even, you know, Jerome's great at this, you know, or, you know, Greg's going to win on this every time. Stuff like that you wouldn't get from just being thrown out there and getting limited reps.
Josh, are you aware there's not a great history of quarterbacks becoming starters when they were acquired in the middle of the season? Carson Palmer tried it 2 years ago without great success. And, you know, are you aware of that? And what makes you think you can be one of the rare guys who has success joining a team in the middle of the year?
You know, I wasn't aware of any of that, but at the same time, none of those situations were this situation. You know, none of those quarterbacks were me, none of those teams were this team. You know, I'm living, like I said, in the now, in the present, and maximizing everything that I can, you know, right now. And it's been good. It really has been. This offense is similar to the one I was running, different terminology, but then it's very similar in terminology and concepts to what I ran all during college. So I'm fired up about the opportunity, and I think that I think this could be something really great.
What's the most difficult thing for a quarterback to learn on the fly like you are? Is it adjusting protections, route options, or what part of it?
It's just some of the verbiage. You know, some of these plays get somewhat lengthy, and there's stuff within the play, and you understand exactly where everybody's going, whether it's a motion, whether it's route tagged in there, whether it's a concept. You understand what everybody's doing, but being able to spit that out when you're on the clock, when it's loud, when stuff's going on, when you're out of breath, when whatever's going on, being able to spit that out and knowing exactly what you're saying, who you're saying it to, and saying it with confidence in the huddle, so we break the huddle, in rhythm, and we get up to the line with a little momentum. But it's just really verbalization. You said it, but football's, you only have 11 guys. There's only so much you can do. But just being able to go to the huddle with confidence and call the play, and go to the line of scrimmage with confidence, know what I'm keying off of, understand the front's protections, just kind of ringing it all in for one play. That's something that, I'm lucky. I've been in situations where got a new coordinator in my rookie year, and it was kind of like, all right, now we're learning new stuff. We want you to go out and play, but it's no, I think that this coaching staff, obviously had a plan, a plan as far as, all right, this is what we're going to do, and we want you to just forget about all the other stuff, focus on this exact thing, and it's been really, really good.
How many plays do you think you'll have in this game plan?
It's really, the game plan is going to be about what it's been, lengthwise from my understanding and seeing the stuff we put in so far. It's going to be similar to the size of last week, so I don't think they're scaling down from that regard, but I've experience with all these past concepts, and it's just a matter of, like I said, verbalizing it, knowing what you're keying off of, some different nuances in the protection game, knowing when you're protected, when you're hot, when you need a side adjust, things like that, and seeing the defense, and that's where it all starts, approaching the line. Looking at the defense, seeing what they're in, and then moving forward. Hey.
Thanks. Thank you.